Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
There's one of those old sayings, I kind of call them pseudo-biblical. You know, sayings like, God helps those who help themselves, which is totally, totally unbiblical. It's not true at all. There's another one. You've heard it. God won't give you any more than you can handle. Wrong. Few of us know that. Very recently we know that. I thank you, and my wife thanks you, our family thanks you for all your prayers as I've been going through some challenges of my own with my eye, my heart. But all of you have some challenges you go through that know that that saying's wrong. God won't give you more than you can handle. Oh yes, He does. He'll give you plenty more than you can handle. He'll give you a lot more than you can handle. St. Paul knew this. If we look at St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians, second letter, he says this, to keep me as an apostle from becoming conceited because of these surpassingly great revelations that were given to me, there was given to me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord, take it away from me. But He said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness. Hear that? St. Paul, one of the great apostles, was given more than he could handle. But by the grace of God, he was able to handle what was given to him. And that's all of us. Every one of us. And that's the importance of this gospel today. Here's this beautiful gospel. We all know it. It's a very iconic gospel. In fact, there is an icon. We don't have one here, but there's an icon of this gospel. Of Jesus and the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. We all know this one very well. And there's a reason it's so important, because it has an even deeper message for us that we'll get to in a few minutes. But first of all, when we look at this gospel today, it is placed in a very important position in the gospel that tells us something about our weakness and God's strength and mercy. Always. And this seems to be the pattern, and it is the pattern throughout the scriptures and in our lives as Christians, and when we look in the lives of the saints, that whenever the great and overabundant mercy and grace of God are poured out into our lives, there will come increasing challenges. Like I liken it, and again, the scriptures liken it this way too, that we're athletes. And if you're going to be an athlete, you're going to be a really excelling athlete. The more you train, the harder it gets. And yet, the greater the victories that come through that training. And that's the assurance for us as Christians. When you look at this gospel today, here is the most wonderful, glorious miracle of the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. But you know what comes before and what comes after it? If you look at the Gospel of Matthew 14, the first thing that comes just before this is the martyrdom of John the Baptist. His head taken off. He who was given exceedingly great prophecies to give to us, like St. Paul, he had to give his life in challenge. And immediately after this Gospel today, comes the story of Jesus out in the boat with the disciples, and all of a sudden this huge storm comes up and challenges their faith, because there they think they're in a sinking boat even though Jesus is with them. My grace is sufficient for you. It is made perfect in your weakness. And here is the gospel then today. And it too is a challenge to these disciples as we look at it. For look what happened. Here Jesus, he sees the crowds, and as always, out of his love, out of his mercy, it says he has compassion on them, and he heals. He has compassion for them because they are hungry. Just basic, everyday human needs he has compassion on, as we through the church also do for our people who are hungry and starving. We have compassion. But then, as the evening approached, the disciples came and they were worried. They were not full of grace at that moment. They were full of weakness and doubt themselves. And it says, they said, "Lord, this is a remote place. It's getting late. These people are hungry. You need to send them to the villages to go eat. Maybe they go to mom and pop cafe or whatever it is. They need to go somewhere and get some food." Jesus says, "No, they don't. They don't need to leave. You feed them." What? Is this what we're thinking? No. "My grace is sufficient for you. It is made perfect in your weakness. You feed them." "But Lord, I've only got these 5 loaves of bread and these 2 fish. How are we supposed to ever feed 5,000 people? Besides the women, 5,000 men. How about you and I?" The Lord says, "My grace is sufficient for you." But what do we say when we're handed a challenge in our life? I'll tell you what I said, and I'll confess it before you. I doubt it. I've laid with my eye and I've said, "God, I don't know how you're going to do this. How are you going to bring this to be?" Just laying there in the middle of the night, as in, I've talked to some of you about this before. It's always the middle of the night. That's when the demons seem to come out the worst. And always bring questions. How? I only have 5 loaves and 2 fish. How's this going to work? I don't understand, Lord, what's going on in my life. You don't need to send them away. Bring the loaves, bring the fish to me, lay them before me. And then he opens his eyes and he prays this heavenly prayer. The God-man prays and says these wonderful words, and through them, as always, comes the miracle. "My grace is sufficient for you." Not just sufficient. What does the gospel say was the result? They all had just enough to eat? They all had a burger and that's it? No. How much was left over, does it say? 12 baskets full were left over. My grace is sufficient. My grace is oversufficient. My grace is overabundant. When you trust me, when you turn yourself to me, when you give yourself over to me. And the most beautiful part of this miracle today is that it's about much more. If we want to see the real depth of this bread miracle, you have to turn to John's gospel. He gives us the even deeper miracle of what we have. For it's not just that we get satisfied and then we go on and we get another miracle. "Oh Lord, thank you for healing my eye," or "thank you for healing my cancer," or "thank you for my operation," or "thank you for bringing me through this financial situation that I'm going through," or whatever else we're going through, and then we move on. No. Deeper than that. Those are only earthly things. Those are the things that are going to pass from this world. We need something even more to satisfy us. And that's why this bread miracle of the loaves and fish is then explained by St. John in his gospel is what it really means. The depth of what we really receive, the sufficient grace that we really all have as his people. For in John 6, Jesus had just performed the miracle of the 5 loaves and 2 fish. And then he left, go to the other side of the lake, and they found him. It says in John 6, 25. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" And Jesus answered them, and he said, "You know, I tell you the truth, you're looking for me, not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves, and you had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On him God the Father has placed his seal. He gave our forefathers ate manna in the desert, as it is written. They were satisfied with physical food. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Jesus said, I tell you the truth, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives his life for the world. And then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. And then it goes on, and they were grumbling among themselves, it said. And he says, stop grumbling among yourselves. I tell you the truth. He who believes has everlasting life, that I am the bread of life. Your forefathers ate manna in the desert, but they died. Of course, as I said, we can all get our fill of the physical things of this life, and we're still going to die. That's not the sufficient grace that guides us the rest of our lives. It is more. It is this Jesus who says, here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which a man may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh that I will give for the life of the world. Unless you eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you'll have no life in you. There. The even greater miracle that you and I have, because we are baptized into Christ and we have Christ, and his grace is sufficient and it is made perfect in every weakness that we have got to face in this life. We will never go hungry when we eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink of his blood. When we come together as the church and we celebrate the Eucharist and receive the flesh, body and blood, there's more than enough grace. 12 baskets full? That's what our Lord says. When the church celebrates the grace and uses the grace that Christ has given to his church, there's always an overabundance. And it is for us, not only for us, but as it says, they distributed it. We, the church, give it. We, the church, every one of us as witnesses, can say, his grace, it's sufficient in my weakness. Let me tell you about it. When we give our witness, then we give the bread. So let us come, brothers and sisters, weak as we are, knowing that no, we can never by ourselves handle anything that we have to go through. But we can come and we can taste, we can eat and drink of the living bread who has come down and has given us his body. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.